Q Radio's Travel Talk with Travel Solutions, your award-winning local tour operator.
Hi again and welcome to this week's Travel Talk. I'm joined by Robert Wilson from Travel Solutions. This week, talking about incentive group travel. Robert, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for joining us this week. Wow, looking at a list of things to do here from a group perspective. There's so many, isn't there? Agri shows, knitting shows?
Oh, yes, exactly. We actually
have a
knitting and sewing show that we've just actually completed for clients. I was going to invite you on it, but I thought
What was the male-female ratio on that show?
No, it was the females, to be honest with you.
But my grandmother always saying it'd be good to learn the basics and survive when you get older in later life. Fantastic. I mean, theme parks are pretty popular too. I mean, think of Thor Park.
Exactly. We have theme parks. We can do city breaks. We can do coach tours, school trips, sports trips, agriculture trips, and so much more. You know, we have a dedicated team in our office, two girls, Andrea and Rachel, who are just sitting waiting to take your call. They will take the hassle out of your group travel because they're experienced in how to deal with it. And so it saves the individual who maybe it's a bit of a minefield trying to put things together for a group.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second, but talk me through the process. So if you're kind of, if you're the social club at work, for
exactly,
instance, and you want to go somewhere, maybe for Christmas shopping or do something, you just go to you guys with the theme
exactly.
And you organise it.
You come together and you give us a budget. You give us maybe an itinerary. Some people come and they don't have an itinerary at all, so they're really looking for us to lead them. So we will suggest things, but then we can tailor make, because when it's your own group, you don't have to stick to a particular itinerary. We can add something on at the end of the trip. We can say, okay, we'll give you maybe an extra day there if you want. It's really down to the group leader. So what I would say, if they would sort of put a wish list down before they come on the phone, the girls will take note of this and then they will come back with a proposed itinerary. It's good if you have an idea of a budget, because then they can look, because some groups, depending on the group, will go to a 2-3 star accommodation. Some other groups are looking for a wee bit better. So if the girls know what exactly their boundaries are, it gives them a lot of information for to work on.
And how big or small are the groups?
You would need 15 minimum. Okay. To be honest with you, because obviously the larger the group, the cheaper it will be, but 50, maybe even 20, to be honest with you. I wouldn't go any lower than that, and we can go up to, we've got 50 seaters, 57 seaters, etc.
Just kind of thinking as well, for a special occasion, like maybe a 40th or a 50th
wedding anniversary,
or even a 25th wedding, and you want to bring your extended family.
Exactly.
What a great idea.
It is a great idea, and to be honest with you, the other thing is you maybe get different associations where you get a lot of ladies, and they're looking to go away, they don't want to spend too much money, and because they get the kids in mind for the weekend and they just want somebody to come along with an idea that's reasonably priced, do all the work for them, and they just go and enjoy themselves.
Really, really good. Of course, the flower show, the Chelsea flower show, is a very popular one.
Very popular one indeed. We actually have Chelsea flower shows going, but if you do have a group that maybe want to do a longer period or want to add something in, we can certainly look at that.
There's no problem at all. You tell me about the knitting one. Was that the most unique one you've ever done?
Well, it's the one that I suppose that I know we've had different ones trekking through mountains, like, which to me would not be a holiday, but for certain people it is.
It's not glamorous enough for you, Rob.
No, it's not glamorous enough for me for at all. No. I like my comforts.
Yeah.
This idea of sleeping on the canvas is not a holiday for me.
No one did that. No. Nor me either, for that matter. And the good thing, you take all the worry out of this for
take
people.
All the hassle.
And atoll protection, which is really important.
Exactly.
Insurance guides everything done with this.
I think sometimes groups don't realise just the legalities that are involved in this. So if you have somebody sitting in their kitchen table in their house busy working out all the different names and what have you, and they don't realise just how liable they are if they're organising this, as if you come to us, we take the hassle out of it. And if you're an organiser, it's your holiday as well, so you don't want to have people coming and complaining to you about my room wasn't picked the one I wanted, etc, etc. So we're there to make it a hassle-free.
Wonderful. So any inquiries about group travel, contact Travel Solutions. Here we are towards the end of August. Next month, we're talking cruises.
Are indeed, yes.
You guys have some big announcements to come on.
Indeed.
Well, we look forward to it. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Robert Wilson from Travel Solutions joining us on this week's Travel Talk.
Q Radio's Travel Talk with Travel Solutions, your number one destination for great service and great value.